Matt Price died early on November 13, 2016, just days before he was to fly home to Austin, Texas for the winter. It wasn't until the end of this past July that his friends, family, and colleagues gathered to truly celebrate and say goodbye to the larger-than-life man, who many just called Price Factor. Four Beavers took to the skies above the Naknek River in pretty tight formation for a flyby and to spread his ashes in front of dozens, huddled tight on a dock below.
Cheers to Matt Price!
Cheers to Matt Price!
A huge crowd gathered at the Blue Fly B&B for undoubtedly the party of the year, with a roasted pig, live bands, and kegs aplenty.
There's everyone here. Matt Price meant everything to everyone, from lodge people to pilots, commercial fishermen, and everyone in between.
This is Michelle Leffingwell, who works in King Salmon Lodges and waits tables at the D&D restaurant in Naknek. Price, she says, knew how to make everyone feel special, taking an interest in their lives, listening to their stories, dishing out nicknames, all with that signature ear-to-ear smile.
Look around you. Is this not larger than life? If anybody, even a tenth of these people, came to see me, if I passed away, I would be flattered. And this man touched these many people's lives. If that isn't enough for you, then I don't know what is.
Daniel Kirsch is a fishing guide, too, and a longtime friend of Price's. Known as Montana, he says Matt taught him how to be a guide, but he taught Matt how to fish. Because as most of his friends admit, Matt Price was into guiding clients on Bristol Bay's famous rivers more for the people than the fish.
Matt was the most amazing connector of people and good times. His whole life revolved around good times and good people, and everybody loved Matt. I mean, this place will never be the same without Matt. Maybe 20 years, 30, 40, 50 years from now, people will come down here and there will be some fabric of Matt's charisma and history here left in some form or another.
And what some of the industry figured out was that a lot of the clients were interested in more than just the fishing too. Matt Norman runs the King Salmon Lodge and has known Price since the late 90s. A couple of years back, there was this big group that needed to get paired up with guides for a day of fishing silvers.
And they put everybody in couples, and Jim had some, and at the end of the day of silver fishing, Jim probably caught 40 silvers, and the next guy got 30, and then you get down to Matt Price, and they probably got 8. So as a lodge manager, I kind of approached a couple, said, well, you guys got 8 silvers today, you know, and yeah, you know, but Matt was, Matt was a great guy. We love him. I said, okay, well, tomorrow maybe I'll put you over with someone else. And he said, no, we had a great day. So really? Yeah, we fished and we got like 3 silvers this morning. And then Matt took us off the river, went down to Eddie's, had a couple beers, went back out, got a couple more silvers after lunch. Then he took us back at 4 o'clock back to the King Co. Then we had a couple cocktails, went back out and got 3 more silvers on the way to the lodge. We don't want to go with anybody tomorrow. We want to go back with Matt Price. So that was Matt Price Adventures.
Throughout the evening, friends swapped stories like these, recalling days on the rivers and nights in the bars, or about how Price had left med school and spent time in Hollywood, acting in episodes of Seinfeld and in the Jim Carrey movie The Mask. There was a slideshow with hundreds, or was it more than 1,000 photos of Price, always with a big smile and his arm around a good friend or holding some felled game or clutching a beer. Matt's parents, Jim and Betty Price, were up from Fort Worth and were beaming with pride at the outpouring for their son. They both spoke to the big crowd while standing next to a life-size cutout of Matt holding a huge king salmon.
He just loved you all, and he loved a lot of people, and he was loved back. So I would say he was very blessed. We feel that way. We feel blessed that he is our son. And this looks so much like him. I had to go up and touch it. It's just wonderful.
But that fish is fake.
It's truly warmed our hearts to be here. And I think the only failure we made as parents, we just didn't raise a guy that was very outdoing.
Last year, Matt Price stayed later into the fall than he usually did, long after the sport fishing industry had closed down. On Saturday, November 12th, he spent the day hunting ducks with a friend in some chilly, wet weather. The fire department was called out for a cabin fire around 1 a.m. Sunday. Matt was the only person inside, and authorities believe he never woke up. The wood stove was probably to blame. His parents say they don't regret that their son followed his heart to Alaska, rather than playing life a little safer, closer to home.
We came to realize he needed to be his own person, and I think we raised him in that vein. You follow the dream you're going to have, because it's your dream and not ours, so go ahead and do it. So we were for him being here, and we came up to see him, and we enjoyed being out with him in the field. We just were wishing we had more years to go with him out here, but the time we had was very valuable and very meaningful to us. And we thought, as we said in that program, he was a son in whom we were well pleased.